Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for continuing to stay with me. If you've already been listening, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. And you are, I know you're going to be glad you did, because I got somebody very exciting that you're going to be very excited to hear from on the show right now. He received the International Man of Peace Award. He received the National Fatherhood Award. Stephen Covey is the author of a book that is the number one most influential business book in the 20th century, probably in the history of the universe, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And also his new book, as you know, is called The Eighth Habit. And he's a member of our Brain Trust. You've heard him on this show many times in the past. We're glad to say he's our friend. Dr. Stephen Covey, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. Thank you for spending some time with us. And I'm very excited about today, Stephen, because you and I are going to be, we've done this show a number of times before, but we've never actually met face-to-face, and you and I are going to fix that today.
That's good. I enjoyed the earlier show, though.
Well, I appreciate that. And you're going to be in Denver. You're flying over to Denver today. You're going to be a keynote speaker at the ASBDC conference where I am right now. And you're going to be the keynote speaker tonight. We and I are going to get to meet face to face. I'm looking forward to that. And one of the things I want to do before we're going to get Dr. Covey to give us some great ideas to help us with our businesses in just a few minutes. But I want to finish an announcement that Don Wilson just made, Stephen, about this new partnership that Franklin Covey, part of your organization, Franklin Covey, is doing with ASBDCs. It's a great thing that you guys are doing, getting the Franklin Covey program. I call it getting it democratized out to small business owners through the SBDCs. I want to congratulate you on being part of that partnership.
Well, I'm thrilled for the partnership too, because there's going to be a lot of synergy that comes from it. Plus, we have so many tools and films and ways of training people so that it will significantly impact these small businesses, I'm convinced.
Well, Stephen, I think SBDCs, Small Business Development Centers, there are 1,000 of them across the country, 5,000 or 6,000 professionals manning these, and men and women who are running these organizations. I think this is one of the best kept secrets in the country. I don't like that it's the best kept secret. I'm trying to fix that. But this new partnership with Franklin Covey is going to be even a more compelling reason for people to find SBDCs. And so, as you know, my life's work is to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful. When I see somebody like you and your organization partnering up and doing the kinds of things that you're doing to help SBDCs accomplish that goal of mine, to help small business owners be successful, more successful, you know, that just makes me very happy. And so on behalf of small business owners everywhere, Dr. Covey, I want to thank you for that.
Well, I'm thrilled because small business is the cutting edge for our whole economy.
Yeah.
And if we keep that entrepreneurial spirit going, it impacts our whole society. It's so vital and so needed. It's also the main source of the new employment today.
That's exactly right. No question about it.
Most people think it's 1,000 Fortune 1,000 or 500. It's not. It's small business.
And that's only going to grow, isn't it? That what you just said is only going to become more evident in the years.
It will grow. And that's where the exciting opportunities are for people, because there's so much entrepreneurial spirit there and so much energy going.
Right. You know, Dr. Covey, I was talking a little bit earlier with Don about why businesses fail. There's some new research out right now. I say new. It's been the last year. Well, let me back up a second. When I first started doing my radio show almost 10 years ago, the SBA had some research out that indicated, and a lot of people knew this information, it was something that had been battered around a lot, that 50% of businesses fail in 5 years. And the new study that was done by Dun & Bradstreet, I believe, in the last year, indicated that business obituaries are up by 20% because 50% of businesses are now failing in 4 years. And I know why. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give you my idea of why, and I'm going to let you comment on that and see and get your thoughts on that. Folks, this is very important information. I think will help you. Some great insights that Dr. Stephen Covey is going to give you. Don't go away. I know you're not going to want to go away. It's Dr. Stephen Covey and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Back at 17 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows. Broadcasting live from downtown Denver, Colorado at the Association of Small Business Development Centers Conference, ASBDCs, and the people you need to know about are the SBDCs, and I'm out here supporting them. I'm one of the sponsors of this organization. I've been doing some speaking here at the conference, and my businesses are in the exhibit hall. We like doing a lot of things with these folks, and of course, one of the guys who inspires me a lot, it has been inspiring me with his books for a long time. I first read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People at least 15 years ago. It's still one of my favorite books. You know, Dr. Stephen Covey, who's just one of the he's a rock star in the world of management and motivation. There's no question about it. I'm proud to say he's our friend and a member of our Brain Trust. He's with us right now. And Stephen, I was and by the way, he's going to be here as a keynote speaker tonight, folks, at this conference. When we went to the break, I was talking about why businesses fail, how the increase in business failures, how they have increased over the last several years, and if you ask the average person, and I would say that the symptom of why they failed was probably one of the main ones is lack of capital. But that's the rash on the skin. That's not the disease. The disease is lack of knowledge, lack of information, lack of expertise. What do you think?
I think that's right. It's that they don't have a complementary team. That means where each person's strength is made productive and their weakness made irrelevant to the strengths of other people. This takes a lot of humility to do this because a lot of small business people and entrepreneurs are full of energy, they're full of their exciting ideas, their vision, and so forth. But sometimes this creates a culture that does not create this complementary team. And you have to let people around you push back on you and represent the expertise. You have to help them find their unique voice, just like you trying to find your own voice. And unless you have that, then a person's strength will literally become their undoing. It'll become their weakness. That takes a lot of humility and courage to do what I'm saying right now, but this is the number one reason why I believe small businesses fail. And why others just stay on a mediocre path and not really break out into what they envision for themselves. So you're saying
if I understand correctly, and I agree with you, is to put it in another way, a way that I've been thinking about it for several years, is subordinate your own ego to helping other people be successful, and if they're your employees, their success aggregates for your success, and find your success in the aggregation of the success of others.
You watch tonight. I'm going to ask three questions of the audience. I'll ask them, how many know your strengths? And everyone will raise their hand. How many know your weaknesses? They'll also raise their hand. Then I'll say, how many actually take steps to make sure that you create a culture so that people around you can push back on you, and that your weaknesses are no longer present because their strengths compensate for them, and there'll be very few hands that will go up.
That's right.
And
I agree with you.
A lot of people just kiss up to the hierarchy.
Right.
And they don't develop this complementary team. Some people.
But how do we? What's the first step that we should take, Stephen, to make that happen?
We have two ears, one mouth. We should use them accordingly. And the two ears never close. But to create that kind of culture where people can push back, that's what takes humility. Where you actually say to people, look, I don't have all these strengths. You have strengths I don't have. This is the reason why we are together. And this diversity will produce the kind of synergy that we absolutely need to survive and to thrive and to prosper in this business. So push back on me. Disagree with me. Take me on.
Yeah.
And let me take you on. And let's go for synergy so that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
See, what you're asking people to do, and I agree they need to do this, you're asking small business owners to make a transition from when they are they're the founder, they're the only employee, they have to do everything, they make all the decisions, then they hire some people who don't know what's going on yet, and so they, you know, and for a long time, the owner, the employer, is the alpha member of the team. But once the team grows a little bit and gets the company gets a little bit bigger, more people are involved. You got smarter people. You got people taking greater responsibility. You're saying that we've got to, as managers, we've got to sort of back off a little bit and not and let somebody else be the alpha member.
Well, this is particularly important today, Jim, because we have moved from the industrial age economy, which most of us grew up in, to a knowledge worker economy where 70 to 80% of the value added to goods and services comes from knowledge work today, where even 20 years ago it was only 20 to 30%.
Right.
So that necessitates this kind of diversity and synergy more than ever before. This is why Toyota is eating Detroit's lunch.
Right. What is another step that small business owners could take to? I tell you what, hold on to that thought. We're coming up on a break, folks. We got Dr. Stephen Covey, author of so many books. You know, I'd hurt myself. I tried to carry them around. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That's the number one most influential book of all time, after the Bible probably. And he and I will be right back. We got one more segment after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. If you've just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you especially for that. And I know you didn't go away because we got Dr. Stephen Covey as our guest, and what a great influence he's been on so many lives, including yours truly. And Stephen, I just want you to know that your work has made a big impact on me.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear that.
You know, Stephen, the things that you're talking about building a complementary team and subordinating, that's my word, not yours, subordinating. I like to think about it like that, subordinating myself to others, let them flourish. And what is, when I look at my own company and how we've grown our business, and I started out, it was just me for a few years, then I hired an employee, then another one, and brought on, you know, contractors that are sort of like employees, you know, different relationships. When I see that, when I finally was able to delegate, to turn things loose, and to let them use their brain power and their energy and their excellence, and to watch them flourish and help them flourish in their jobs, when I saw that happening in my company, that made me feel successful, and it had nothing to do with my financial statement.
Absolutely, because, well, it will ultimately impact your financial statement.
Absolutely,
but the thing is, that's the greatest legacy you can leave, is through your children and through your partners, your associates, best to call them partners and associates rather than employees. It gives them more a feeling of psychological ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more they see them as a partner in helping to make this, and the more they are benefited financially and psychologically from that partnership, everyone will prosper better. You feel more like a parent that has kids that are really producing.
Right. No, and there's no question about it. That is exactly the feeling you get. But some people have a hard time accomplishing that. Give us some more ideas on how.
Well, here's a very practical thing, and I'm going to present this again tonight. I finished training Indian chiefs that run Indian nations, and they gave to me a gift called the Indian Talking Stick. Hmm. And actually, the founding fathers of our country were taught this by the Iroquois Federation on the northeast part of our country. And it impacted, I'm convinced, the formation of our Constitution. But it's the most powerful communication device I have ever seen. And it helps to nurture what we're talking about here, this complementary team where you really empower other people and have a tremendous partnership with them. And it basically is the one they gave me is beautifully carved, about 5 feet high, and it even has my name on the backside. They called me Bald Eagle. Anyway, so you always give it to the other person first. And you say, I won't say a word until you feel I understand you.
Wow.
And then, as soon as they feel understood, they pass it to you, and they don't say anything till you feel understood. To understand does not mean to agree. What you're trying to do is produce a third alternative solution that is better than what either one of you have proposed. It has to be created, but what happens is it bonds you with that person and develops an immune system inside your own business so that no matter what problem comes down the pike, you can handle it. Because little by little, negative energy gets replaced by positive and creative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And parents can learn to do this. Anyone can learn to do it anywhere. But none of us are trained to listen empathically to anyone else. We're all trained to read, write, and speak for years. But I'll even ask the group tonight, how many have had more than 2 weeks of training in how to listen? You'll hardly see a hand go up.
Nobody, you know, I went all the way through college, you know, and nobody ever gave me any instruction on the value of listening.
Yeah, they don't, because it's not a skill that's taught in school. It's not taught at home, and it takes courage to listen because you're vulnerable. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
But that's the power of it. It helps to create a creative spirit between people. This book I'm doing for attorneys, you don't have to ever go to court. Everything is handled before you go to court. You prevent disputes or you settle them through third alternative communication.
I can't wait to see that one, and you've already promised to launch that one on this show. Dr. Covey, I've got to wrap it up. I'm sorry to say, time flies when you're here with us. I hope you come back again real soon.
Absolutely, Jim. I love your program, and I look forward to tonight.
We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to seeing you, and thank you for being here today. Thanks for all you do for everyone.
Well, thank you. It keeps me going.
There you go. Dr. Stephen Covey, ladies and gentlemen, what a great human being and a national treasure he is. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I got to go for now, but I want to leave you with this. Always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.